Welcome to Fuel for Thought, empowering women to live healthier lifestyles. I'm Tracy Elizabeth.
I'm Nicole Heller.
And we are back.
I love being back.
We're all about getting your shit together, huh?
All about it. 2024.
So we're going to take a few moments just to prepare for next week's episode, which we are both so passionate about.
Like, incredibly passionate.
Yeah. So you want to tell them what it is?
It's the why.
The why for what?
The why for all the things.
So I know I have a lot of people that say, I don't know my why.
Of course.
And that really frustrates us.
Well, because we didn't know our why for like forever.
That is true.
But I think it's normal. Because it's just, it's so hard to, no, I don't know. It's so easy to have like a why that is, you know, an opinion, or a why that is, you know, a positive reinforcer or a negative reinforcer. An intrinsic why is a whole nother story. Yeah. So I think we want to come together and do an episode on that intrinsic why that is going to push you through things in life that can't, that nothing can rock.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to do an episode on that. But in order to come to an episode on that, we wanted to give you a little bit of homework. So this episode today is, you know, just taking this week ahead of sitting down to create some clarity for yourself. You know, get some quiet time for yourself with a pen and paper and just write down five things that you believe are your why. You know, what is your why for your health? What is your why for your job? What is the why for
finances?
You know, finances, the things you do in your life, the things you do every day. Why do you do them?
Yeah.
You know, what is your driving force? Why do you do the things that you do? Because we truly believe that why we do what we do, once we have that rock solid, the how becomes so easy.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you read our quote? Because we're coming off of our episode, you know, last week when we did our Fuel for Thought on Necessary Endings, the book that we love. So this quote kind of led us into thinking about, you know, how important the why is for us and why we wanted to come into this little homework piece.
2024 is all about Nicole getting Tracy to read.
Yeah, because it's crazy to me that I'm such a book dork. We're really good friends and she doesn't read like ever.
I spent so many years in school that whatever. All right. So here we go, guys. Whenever people have to do a necessary task, they need sustainable motivation. They have got to have enough fire in their bellies for the new to put an old. I said that. I got to read that again. They have to have enough fire in their bellies for the new to put an end to the old. Otherwise, when it gets tough, they want to go back and pull out of the change.
So I think that thinking about a why so rock solid that it creates a fire in your belly that you literally can do anything. So like when you think about and envision something, like you're walking across a tightrope and you're deathly afraid of heights. So if you tell me to walk across the tightrope for $20, I'm going to tell you to take a walk.
But if she's speaking from personal experience, right, that I made to do that.
Yes. But if you tell me to walk across the tightrope because my kids are on the other side and they need me, I'm going.
Yeah.
So like keeping that mindset there when you're writing this list of five things that are really your why, come to the podcast next week on our why, really with those things in mind.
Yes.
And also we want to encourage you to find this next week that carve out that little space for yourself.
Yes.
You know, that 5 minutes a day, or even if it's one time this week where you're just taking that opportunity, you know, to just sit with yourself for clarity and reflect on where you are.
Yeah.
I think that'll be really cool.
And I think when you're writing that list, what's really important is to reread the list and ask yourself again, why did I put that there?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that there? How is that going to change myself? How is that going to change maybe the people in your life? How is that going to influence or impact? Because I think when we get into that episode next week on why, it's really about layering your why. So we really want you to have five things on that list that are thoughtful, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that we can really dive deep into that, getting rock solid on your why.
Yeah, going a little deeper.
Going deep, guys.
Going a little deeper. Making a little bit more meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so that's your homework. Maybe get yourself a cute little notebook.
I have so many little notebooks. I am a writer, guys. Like, I do like to read, but I like to listen.
Yeah, I'm definitely a reader. I have a ton of books. I have a ton of journals.
She does.
But I prefer, so when it comes to writing, like I'm a big paper writer. Like I'll write on a million pieces of paper and not like in a book and have like the papers all over the place. But when it comes to books, I have a ton of books.
Well, if you're not a reader, I'm gonna leave with this. If you're not a reader like myself, I do have to say I did enjoy this book. And I do believe that you have to find the right book and you have to find the right book with what it is that you're feeling, like what you like. I'm actually working on Necessary Endings, so I took a lot of notes and I reflected through this book, so I'm really excited to come back with the why, because I think that that is a huge piece that many of us miss when we're walking life.
And if you have questions on that, like I've read a ton of books, if you are in a place in your life where you're curious about reading a book about the place you are in your life, just shoot us a little DM and I might have a recommendation for you. I'm just saying. I definitely have a recommendation. All right, guys. Well, thank you for hanging with us today. We are looking forward to a Y episode with you next week. I hope you come with your little bit of homework. So we will see you guys next week. Thank you for hanging with us. We'll see you again.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.